Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of On the Arts. I'm your host, David LaTulipe. Normally welcoming various guests involved in the thriving Bay Area art scene, but today, a holiday break from that, and instead some of what I hope are enjoyable music selections to help you prep for your special meal or give you a nice soundtrack on the road. Coming up after this reality check from the BBC. Stay with us.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The FBI has confirmed numerous threats against people chosen by Donald Trump to work in his administration. The agency said they included bomb threats and swatting incidents, where heavily armed police are summoned to an address under false pretenses. Jessica Parker reports.
The residence of Elise Stefanik, who's lined up to be US ambassador to the United Nations, was targeted, according to her office, as was Donald Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin. Mr. Zeldin said a pipe bomb threat to his family home was sent with a pro-Palestinian themed message. Other high-profile figures affected include Mr. Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary and reportedly the prospective Defense Secretary. The FBI confirmed it was aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents aimed at incoming officials.
President-elect Trump has picked the retired General Keith Kellogg as his special envoy to Ukraine and Russia. He will have the task of implementing Mr. Trump's campaign pledge to bring a swift end to the war. Earlier this year, General Kellogg co-authored a paper stating future U.S. aid to Ukraine should depend on Kyiv taking part in peace talks with Russia. The U.S. envoy, who helped negotiate the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, says the agreement could unlock a deal to end the fighting in Gaza. Amos Hochstein told the BBC the ceasefire in Lebanon meant Hamas was now without allies, while Israel no longer had to fight a two-front war.
I know I sound crazy, I know. But then again, people thought I sounded crazy when I said I thought I could get a deal in Lebanon. So it's okay. I read many articles how I was in fantasy land, but I believe that there's a moment opportunity. Will it happen? I don't know, but we have an opportunity. And I think that's why this deal is so important. It's not just about Lebanon. It's a key that unlocks potentially an even broader door.
Hezbollah had previously insisted it would only stop attacking Israel if there was a truce in Gaza. Police in London say they're investigating more than five people suspected of assisting the late billionaire Mohammed Al-Fayed in committing sexual offences. The timescale for the new allegations is thought to span between 1977 and 2014. Many of the alleged offences happened when he owned the luxury shop Harrods. Commander Stephen Clayman is from the Metropolitan Police.
We have now launched an investigation into a number of people associated with Mohammed Al-Fayed. This investigation will look at what role those individuals may have played in facilitating or enabling his offending and what opportunities they had to protect victims from his horrendous abuse. Our priority is to provide justice, answers, and support those affected by these awful crimes.
BBC News. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says she has had an excellent conversation with Donald Trump, where they discussed migration and drug trafficking. Ms. Sheinbaum says she told the U.S. president-elect that migrant caravans were not arriving at the border as they were being attended to in Mexico. U.S. officials say China has freed three Americans in a prisoner swap. The Texas-based businessman Mark Swedan had been held since 2012 on drugs charges, while the others, Kai Li and Zhong Long, were accused of spying. Reports say a number of Chinese nationals in US custody are being released. A court in Zimbabwe has given an opposition figure and 34 supporters suspended prison sentences following their conviction last week for holding an illegal gathering, Shinganyoka reports.
The Citizens Coalition for Change interim leader, Jameson Timba, was sentenced to a suspended two-year jail term. The others received lesser sentences, also wholly suspended. It means that the group, which has been in custody for over 5 months, will now be freed. They were arrested in June and charged with using an illegal gathering to plot violence. They say they were holding a meeting to commemorate International Youth Day when the police stormed the private residence. Critics have accused the Zimbabwean government of clamping down on opposition voices.
Polling stations have officially closed in Namibia's presidential election, but many still have a large number of voters waiting to cast a ballot. The election's been marred by complaints of long queues and a shortage of ballot papers. Several opposition parties had asked for the voting to go on until Thursday. The governing party, SWAPO, fielded its first female presidential candidate, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. She's hoping to succeed Hage Geingob, who died in February. BBC News.
Welcome to On the Arts, KLW's weekly radio magazine of the performing arts. I'm David LaTulipe, your host. A different sort of show for this Thanksgiving Eve. Instead of live guests, some lovely and maybe occasionally amusing musical selections, curated by yours truly, as you're baking your pies or on the road to grandmother's house. The Smoky Mountain Band starting our journey. I hope you enjoy them.
Praise for staying near. arguments give way to goodbye hugs. And we'll tidy up our children's mess and drive away with hopefulness. Now the world seems not as bleak as we had thought. We'll look past our empty chairs, past the plates as babies cry. And no matter what this year has wrought, I am thankful you're still mine.
And I'm thankful for the gifts that God has trusted us to share, and the sometimes awkward family surrounding us with care. When Halloween skips straight to tinsel and frenzied shopping every year, let's stop and celebrate that we're still here.
And we'll give our God the praise for staying near.
To share, and the sometimes awkward family surrounding us with care. When Halloween skips straight to tinsel and frenzied shopping every year, let's stop and celebrate that we're still here.
And we'll give our God the praise for staying near.
And we'll toast with apple juice instead of beer.
And we'll give to God our worries and our fears.
Yeah.
turkey lurkey time. Forecasting the next holiday season coming for some. Turkey lurkey time from the new Broadway cast recording of Promises, Promises, featuring Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth. Music of Burt Bacharach. Lyrics by Hal David. Here are some other names. The show's book was written by Neil Simon and was based on the movie directed by Billy Wilder in 1960, starring Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine, and Fred McMurray, among others. The Apartment. Prior to that, An Awkward Awesome Thanksgiving by Dale and Ashley Huntington. And we opened with the Smoky Mountain Band's rendition of Over the Hill and Through the Wood. The change of weather and season bringing us here in the Bay Area what we call rain, the end of the fall season.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Autumn leaves.
C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble, moi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Nous vivions tous ensemble, moi qui m'aimais. La vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer efface sur le sable les pas. Thank you.
Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel.
Rosemary Clooney. Prior to that, Tony Bennett and the Ralph Sharon Trio and Edith Piaf offering that Change of Season. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I'm David LaTulipe with a special edition of On the Arts. Okay, so you or some of your guests have braved or are now braving the traffic or airport, perhaps already arrived at table. All set for a feast.
I'm gonna have me some. I'm telling you, the quiet life is quite the life for me. Oh, woe is me, what goes with me? I hate this living I've chose for me. Tired of meeting misery. Should have never roamed and left that home cooking. Home cooking. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam. I climb this hill, I try this dale, and then I step on a rusty nail. I never even get no mail. I'm so far from all that goes with home cooking. Home cooking. I'm afraid I should have stayed at home. With a porch light, a screen door, a banner from Niagara Falls, green grass, a lawnmower, home sweet home upon the wall. That's home cooking. Home cooking. Quiet life's quite the life for me. Well, a rolling stone don't get no moss. It don't get nothing but to double cross. See the world, how that's applesauce. Nothing anywhere as fine as
home.
Just like your mother cooks,
home
kills
cooking.
The other cooks. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam. When I go out, the sun goes in, the rain comes down and it soaks my skin. Jonah, that's my next of kin. Darn the luck I should have stuck with
home cooking.
Let me fetch you some
home,
then
cooking.
Reach and get you some. I'm afraid I should have stayed at home with the crickets a-chattin'. Summer nights you sit on the lawn, dog wants patting. 9 o'clock you start to yawn.
That's home.
Old
cooking.
Phil Harris style
home
brings
cooking.
The rarest smile. Quiet life is quite the life for me. With the picnics, clam bakes, see the trotters run at the fair. Mom's fine hotcakes, apple blossoms in the air. That's home cooking, home cooking. Quiet life is quite the life for me. Quiet life is quite the life.
Songs about Christmas, the reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting, and here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, long, I sure love all those songs. But one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now.
One, two, three, four.
Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you. Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble, three. Gobble, gobble, four. Gobble, gobble, please. Can I have some more? I'ma eat a dozen dinner rolls. Stretchy pants on, that's how I roll. No judgment here, no judgment here. Grandpa's passed out, passing gas, but we got pumpkin candles burning just for that. Someone brought up politics, now everybody's mad. But you can't be mad when the whole world's singing. Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Come on. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you. Everybody now. Gobble.
Here's a recipe for you.
Here's a recipe. Throw a fine pork chop in the frying pan. Turn the fire down low, then man, oh man, let it simmer on down, down, down
to low gravy.
To low gravy. Throw a big fat biscuit in the biscuit pan. Make it nice and brown, and man, oh man, let the butter roll down, down, down
to low gravy.
To low, man, oh man.
Like the millionaire whom everybody thought insane.
Was he nuts?
Because he bought himself a carload of biscuits and a streamlined gravy train.
When your fine pork chop is almost gone and your appetite seems to linger on, keep a stopping on down, down, down
to low gravy.
Thank you. matter? You look like something's bothering you.
There's nothing bothering me, honey, that a piece of roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home. Expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to look in.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now all that meat and no potatoes, I just ain't right like a green tomato.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat.
And no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Anything goes.
That's what I like about you. I looked in the pot, and what a sight. Cause woman, you know, without rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming, and I'm really screaming.
It ain't rational.
All that meat
and no potatoes.
Yeah. feel fine today. Walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today. Happiness is finally mine today.
I guess I'm just a lucky guy. Here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
I'm the fella that she loves the most. The main why she left the coast. She's my little girl, senior. So much harder than a hallelujah.
As tender as a night in June, sweeter than a honeymoon, brighter than a silver spoon, just about as crazy as a loon.
Softer than a lullaby,
lullaby.
Deeper than the midnight sky.
Yeah.
Soulful as a baby's cry.
That's my
sweet potato pie.
Find my style, a silk suit, a crocodile smile.
So let the whole damn world go by, 'cause I just wanna testify. From now on it's me and my
sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah now,
my sweet potato pie.
Oh,
I love this. I love it.
This is so sweet. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this girl is all right. Go ahead.
My sweet potato pie now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was quite a meal of a set list, don't you think, with most bases covered. We started with Der Bingle, Bing Crosby's Home Cookin', followed by Matthew West's Gobble Gobble, ended appropriately with The Dessert of Ray Charles and James Taylor singing about sweet potato pie. And in between, Low Gravy from the Chenille Sisters, All That Meat and No Potatoes, sung by Louis Armstrong and company. That phrase was actually a slur from the early 40s, used to describe a big-figured woman. And another classic singer, James Brown, and Do the Mashed Potato. I'm David LaTulipe, and you're listening to a special edition of On the Arts on KALW, with some holiday Thanksgiving songs, curated by me for your pleasure, I hope, as you gather for a family or friendsgiving. Well, let's work off that meal. Maybe instead of a walk, let's dance.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Mama,
grandma,
God,
God, God,
God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God
Dancing off our meal, we heard the Thanksgiving Waltz from Jay Unger and Molly Mason and Little Eva's Let's Turkey Trot. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, however you celebrate.
Familiar highways, line with leaves turn brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow. The old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Put your dishes in the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.
Ben Rector's The Thanksgiving Song here on the Arts, a musical on the arts for you. Well, more than one artist has noticed the dearth of Thanksgiving songs. Some good ones out there, but of course usurped by the upcoming Christmas holiday. Here's Jimmy Buffett's take on that.
Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. Drug Plymouth Rock to the North Pole with his sled. Pilgrims never saw him coming. The Wampanoags, they kept drumming. That Thursday in November got gobbled up by December. Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. A happy holiday. No more laid-back relaxation. It's Black Friday degradation. Since Santa sold Thanksgiving to the mall. Said Santa, he ain't bluffing. You better not cry in your pumpkin pie. They've been caroling since July. Santa
Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. It was such a laid-back holiday. Now no more football and relaxing when the harvest moon starts waxing. Santa, he's the turkey after all. Grandma made the stuffing, said Santa, he ain't bluffing. You better not cry in your pumpkin pie. They've been caroling since July. Oh, Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. Nothing lasts forever, that's for sure. This stick-up is as shocking as stuffing in your stocking. Kris Kringle, why did you mingle? Thanksgiving, even he's gotta make a living. Santa stole Thanksgiving and our fall.
Jimmy Buffett's take with the observation of Santa stole Thanksgiving. Well, tell me what you thought of today's selections. You can email me at david@kalw.org. Back to some live guests on the arts next week and a jam-packed start to the holiday season of great music and dance. I hope you'll join me next week at 4 o'clock.